Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
I'm Judy Redlich. Thanks for joining me for Encounter today. We got a great show in store for you. My first guest is Alex Newman. Now, he's a journalist. You probably heard of him and read some of his books. But today, you know, the administration has changed. And where are we in the deep state? So we're going to talk about that issue today. Has anything changed? Do you think it's going to change more? Alex is going to be in the Ellisville area in St. Louis on the 19th of this month, so you won't want to miss coming to hear what he's going to say. But let's talk about the deep state and welcome Alex Newman. Alex, welcome to Encounter.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Alex, can you first of all, as we talk about the deep state, what is that? And we've heard about it for years, but maybe we don't know exactly what that means. And where are we in that whole thing about the deep state today as the administration has changed recently?
Well, thank you, Judy. And this is a subject that's near and dear to my heart. I've been writing on this extensively for years now. And in fact, I wrote a book about it, published about 4 years ago now. And it's one of the most significant issues we're facing, and there's several ways to look at this. I think at the most superficial level, a lot of people, when they talk about the deep state, they just mean like the permanent bureaucracy, the intelligence agencies, kind of the swamp, if you will, in Washington, D.C., that seems in many ways impervious to the will of the American people, even the will of the President of the United States, as we saw during the first Trump administration. Just kind of operates on autopilot regardless of what we want, regardless of what our elected officials want. And that's one way of looking at it, but I actually go a little bit deeper. I argue that there's a deep state behind the deep state. There's a network of organizations and very wealthy and powerful individuals that, yes, in some ways operate through the permanent bureaucracy, but are apart from it and superior to it. And I name a lot of these organizations in my book. We've got the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg, the Trilateral Commission. We've got various secretive organizations.
And you don't hear about those.
No, we don't. And that's by design, of course. The people who are a part of this deep state network are very much in control of a lot of the mass media, very much in control of a lot of academia, big business sector, and of course the government sector, and they don't want to be talked about. You know, it's fine if you talk about George Soros, it's fine if you talk about the Democrats or the Republicans, but you know, don't talk about the people behind the scenes pulling the strings. And yet Americans instinctively know that there are people behind the scenes pulling the strings. There was a poll by the Monmouth University Polling Institute about 5 years ago that found that over 75% of Americans believe that there is a secretive group that is trying to control the national policy of the U.S. government. And so Americans understand this instinctively without necessarily knowing the details. And this network is very much opposed to Donald Trump, is very much opposed to some of the changes that he's talked about, like bringing back our sovereignty, rebuilding the middle class, unleashing our energy. You know, these policies were put in place by design, and now Donald Trump's coming in and talking about reversing them, and they're very much opposed to that. So I think we need to have a national conversation about this. Trump has alluded to it quite a few times, but you're right. We don't hear much about this, and we need to know about it. I mean, the first step in solving this problem is having an understanding of it.
Can you tell us maybe more about the deep state and what kind of things do they do behind the scenes that we might be surprised they are pulling the strings on?
Well, one of the big ones, and this is one of the things I'll be talking about when I come up to Missouri next week, is they're working in a very dangerous way to undermine American sovereignty. And they've done this piece by piece over a period of many generations. This is not a new phenomenon. They've been working on this for really, literally generations. And that takes various different forms, right? A climate agreement there, international criminal court agreement here, an international agreement on racism and civil rights there. And so little bit by little bit, they've been surrendering more and more American sovereignty. And this isn't just to the international level. There's some of the sovereignty surrenders taking place at the regional level, right? Like the Europeans had a European Union foisted on them. The Africans are having an African Union foisted on them. And there is a very real effort to bring the United States, Mexico, Canada, maybe some other governments under a North American kind of system. And we've got documents proving that they're trying to do this. So those are some of the examples of what we are seeing.
What are the ramifications of this as they take more control?
Well, if they continue to operate unchecked without being stopped, we're going to wake up at some point, and not tomorrow probably, but we're going to wake up at some point, and we're going to have lost the independence of our country. We're going to have lost the ability to govern ourselves as a free people. We're going to have lost our liberties, our individual liberties, protected and enshrined in the Constitution of the United States and our state constitutions. And if they continue, the entire world is going to look a whole lot more like communist China. And that, of course, is a very, very dangerous idea. But if you listen to these people, from George Soros to Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum, to a lot of the leaders of the United Nations, they will tell you that communist China is the model for the world system that they're trying to build. So those are the ramifications. Those are the implications. The communist Chinese government is ruthless. It's totalitarian. It persecutes Christians and other religious movements as well. It has slaughtered about 100 million of its own people, right? Not even counting the babies killed in forced abortions under its population control policies. So this is a very, very dangerous prospect, and it's something that we need to be taking very seriously.
Alex Newman is my guest. He is a journalist and author coming to the greater St. Louis area on the 19th of March. If you'd like to meet him and hear more, this we're talking about the deep state and what it means, the ramifications. And now, Alex, are we too far into this whole thing that's controlling to stop it or to arrest it? Or to change it?
Well, I don't believe we are. I believe Donald Trump is doing what he can to turn this around. We'll have to see how successful he is. He made a lot of progress in the first term, but of course a lot of that was reversed as soon as Joe Biden got back in. And so he's working now to kind of make some of these changes more permanent, more difficult to reverse, so that the next deep state Democrat puppet that goes into the White House isn't able to just reverse it all with more executive orders. So this is an ongoing struggle. And if we're honest, if you look back at human history is a constant struggle between those who want to control other people and those who just want to be free. So even if Donald Trump is very successful in exposing and stopping this, it's not like totalitarians are just all going to cease to exist and let us live in peace and freedom. It's not going to happen. It's an ongoing struggle. As our founding father said, liberty requires eternal vigilance. But we've got this immediate issue that we need to face. I hope we will be successful. I think it's going to require hard work by all of us, right? This isn't just something that we can just say, Donald Trump, you handle it. That's not going to work that way. And so we have a lot of work to do. I can leave it like that.
Coming to St. Louis on the 19th of March, Alex Newman, give us the details.
Well, thank you. On the 19th, I'll be at the Pillar Foundation, which is going to be at 15820 Clayton Road in Ellisville, Missouri. And that's going to start at 6:30. So I hope people will come, would love to meet you, would love to help share some of this information with you. And I mean, some of this stuff is just really critical for each of us as individuals, for our families, for our communities. And so it would be a great honor to see some of you guys there. Again, that's the Pillar Foundation, 15820 Clayton Road, 6:30 p.m. in Ellisville, Missouri on March 19th.
Ellisville, Missouri. What can we do to reverse this, Alex?
Well, I do think it begins with us as individuals starting to take responsibility more and more for ourselves in terms of getting ourselves educated on what's really going on in the world, not being manipulated by the fake news media, raising up our children properly, making sure that they have the ability to think, the ability to read, the ability to reason. So that's, I think, one of the really basic things that all of us can do. We don't need to elect a new congressman to raise up and protect our children, right? That's simple. We should be active, I think, in the political process. We should be working with our elected officials. If they want to further the agenda of the deep state, well, of course, they need to be replaced. We need to find new ones to take their spot. And the more we are active, the more decent, honorable, God-fearing, patriotic Americans get involved in the political process, the better our government will work and the more likely we'll be to preserve our freedom, preserve our independence, preserve our liberties for future generations. And so this is really a multifaceted problem. It took us generations to get into this mess. It's not something that we're going to be able to reverse in, you know, three years and three-fourths over the next Trump administration. But I think starting with ourselves, starting with our families, moving outward to our churches, our communities, our states, and then ultimately having that percolate up to the federal level, that's the only solution. There's no shortcuts. Everybody wants, you know, silver bullet. Well, there is none. It's just going to take hard work. It's going to take educating the American people, and it's going to take getting involved. And, you know, it's going to be hard work, but it's going to be worth it.
Going to be worth it. Alex, could you talk about your new book that's talking about all of this?
We would love to. Thank you. So we published a book in October of 2020 called Deep State, the Invisible Government Behind the Scenes, that goes through a lot of these figures and organizations that are involved in the deep state, how they operate, the different techniques and tactics they're using to undermine our freedom and our sovereignty. And my most recent book, Indoctrinating Our Children to Death, Government Schools, War on Faith, Family, and Freedom, focuses on the role of the public schools, the government education system in this process. And I'm very honored that that book has been endorsed by Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, National Security Advisor, former National Security Advisor General Michael Flynn, Kirk Cameron, Glenn Beck, Roger Stone, you know, a lot of people who are right now in Washington dealing with these problems. So I hope people will get those. You'll get a lot more information than we're able to share here on the radio, or even than we'll be able to share at the events in Missouri next week. But I will have copies of those books there for those who want to get them, and they are, of course, available anywhere good books are sold.
Those two titles again?
Deep State, the Invisible Government Behind the Scenes, and then the more recent one is Indoctrinating Our Children to Death, Government Schools War on Faith, Family, and Freedom.
Alex, again, you'll be in the greater St. Louis area on the 19th of March. Where?
That's going to be at the Pillar Foundation, which is 15820 Clayton Road in Ellisville, Missouri, and I definitely hope to see you guys all there. It'll be at 6:30 p.m.
And how can people find out more?
They can follow me on X. I've got the flyer right there posted on my Twitter account. It's AlexNewman_JOU. And, yeah, that's an easy way. The flyers are circulating. And, yeah, hope to see you guys there.
Awesome. Alex, thanks for bringing us to the forefront of this whole issue that seems to be hidden in the background but controlling so much, the deep state. I'm G. Redlich. This is Encounter. We'll be right back after this.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlich's website, email her at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.